The subject that's on my heart tonight is the subject of faith, F-A-I-T-H. I would encourage you to turn in your Bibles tonight to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We just sang the song, "O for a faith that will not shrink, that will not shrink, though pressed by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe." In other words, it doesn't matter what happens in this world, to never be afraid, have no fear, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe. The second verse says, that will not murmur nor complain beneath the chastening rod, but in the hour of grief and pain will lean upon its God. A faith that shines more bright and clear when tempests rage without, that when in danger knows no fear, in darkness feels no doubt. Lord, give us each such faith as this, and then whate'er may come, we'll taste even here the hallowed bliss of an eternal home. And I pray that God will help us to realize and think about the importance of faith. And I pray that God will help us to be strong in faith, no matter what happens in our lives. That God will help us to exercise our faith, to trust in the Lord. There are three real expressions in the Word of God that I think are basically the same when it comes to the subject of faith. One is, Jesus says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Another similar expression is trust in the Lord. That's basically the same thing as have faith in God. Trust in the Lord. And a third expression that means basically the same thing is to believe in the Lord. To believe in the Lord, to trust in the Lord, and to have faith in God is basically the same thing. And I pray that God will help all of us as we look at the Word of God tonight, that we might be moved and motivated in such a way that our faith would be stronger and that we would realize the need of exercising our faith every day. We need to trust in the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Word of God tells us about the Moabites and the Ammonites and the people of Mount Seir coming against the people of Judah. You remember how Jehoshaphat was very afraid while they were coming. And he called for a fast, and all the people began to fast and to pray for God to help them in this battle that they were about to have. You remember, and this is one of the most important scriptures to me in the Word of God, is in verse 12, 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 12. Jehoshaphat says, "O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us." They had no might. They did not have the ability to fight this battle and win. "We have no might against this company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do." We don't have any strength, and we don't have any knowledge about what to do right now. And he says in the last expression, "But our eyes are upon thee." Now that's faith in God. That's showing that we don't know what to do, and we don't have any strength, but we trust in God. We look to God for guidance and wisdom and understanding and strength. And come down now to verse 20, if you will. I want to read verses 20 on down through about verse 24. The Word of God says in verse 20, "And they arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God." You hear that expression right there. "Believe in the Lord your God." Now they're about to actually go into battle. God has told them what to do. God has told them exactly how to do it. And now they're going into battle, and he says, "Now, as you go into this battle, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Now that was true for them in their day, But it has been true in every age and dispensation that when the people of God will believe in the Lord, they will be established. What does it mean to be established? What does that mean to you? Anybody tell me anything that you think it means when you believe in the Lord, you'll be established. What does that mean to be established? Okay, you'll be grounded. Give me another expression. Okay, you'll have a firm foundation. It's like a tree that's planted by the river of water that will not be moved. In other words, when you believe in the Lord, you're going to be steadfast and unmovable. You're going to be grounded and you're going to be established if you believe in the Lord. You're not going to be tossed to and fro and you're not going to be afraid. You're going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Your confidence is in God. If you believe in the Lord, you will be established. And if you believe in His prophets, if you believe His prophets, you will prosper. That's the rest of that verse. Now come down to verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And you picture the army, you picture the soldiers, and out in front of the army was a chorus. A choir. He put the singers in front of the army. Now I'm glad that he told them, believe in the Lord and believe his prophets. Otherwise, I don't think there's anybody that would have gone out there to do what he was telling them to do. To put the singers out there in front of the army. But that's what they did. That's what God had instructed them to do. They had said, God, our eyes are upon thee. Tell us what to do. God told them what to do. I want you to remember this. That every time that the people of God are walking by faith and living by faith, every time that the people of God are strong in faith, they're going to be doing things that are crazy in the eyes of the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? Every time throughout the Word of God that the people of God are walking by faith and living by faith, every time that they're called upon by God to have faith in God and to believe in God and to trust in the Lord, every time God is going to call on them to do something that the world, when they watch what's being done, the world will always feel like that's crazy and that's absurd for them to do such a thing as that. Because the ways of the Lord are completely different than the ways of men. And that's one of the reasons it takes a tremendous amount of faith to do what God says, because what God tells us to do is not what we think we ought to do. It takes faith to do what God says because it's contrary to the nature of man to do what God says. But we must learn to trust in the Lord, to believe. You remember what Brother Mike, I always think of Brother Mike in the past 10 years, I guess. That became his favorite scripture. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. Do you see the contrast there? The contrast is, you either lean to your own understanding, you do what you think you ought to do, or you trust in the Lord. There's a difference in doing what God says and doing what you think you ought to do. And so the Scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Talked to somebody this past week that said that as they look back, they can see that God has been guiding and directing them, and they've been doing things that they didn't realize at that time how important it was that they were doing the things they were doing. God was guiding and directing. Do you know who God guides and directs? Not all of His children. There are many of His children that He does not guide and direct. The faithful servants. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Whose paths does He direct? He only directs the paths of His people when they are trusting in Him. In all their ways, They're acknowledging Him. They're trusting in Him. They're believing in Him. And in the lives of those people, He's promised, I will direct your paths. I don't know of anything we need any more in our lives than to be directed by God. We need God to guide us. We need God to give us wisdom. We need God to help us to know what to do. Because the fact is, we're just like Jehoshaphat as he faced all the great army here. We don't have any might. We don't know what to do. But our eyes better be on the Lord. And so the statement here, the declaration in this scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20 is, to believe in the Lord with all thine heart. Believe in the Lord. So shalt thou be established. Believe in the Lord. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord. And Mark 11:22, Jesus says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Trust in the Lord. Go with me in your Bibles now to Hebrews chapter 11. I don't think anybody could ever study the subject of faith very long without going to Hebrews chapter 11. Maybe you can. But almost every time that I begin to study the subject of faith and trusting in God, my mind immediately begins to think about this great list of people that God gives us, that these people, these are some of the greatest examples that we will ever find of people that believed in the Lord. Now what does 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20 say? What does 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20 say will be the result of people who believe in the Lord with all their heart? What will happen? They'll be established. Do you remember that? Remember, they'll be established. Believe in the Lord, so shalt thou be established. Now, as you go through Hebrews chapter 11, and we're not going to take the time, I encourage you to go home and read about all of these that are mentioned here. But in Hebrews chapter 11, every single one of these individuals were people who walked by faith. They believed in the Lord. They had faith in God, and they trusted in the Lord. Now, what's the result of doing that? What's the promise that's given back there in 2 Chronicles chapter 20? They will be what? They'll be established. Every one of these people in Hebrews chapter 11 were people that were established. They were not tossed to and fro. They were not wishy-washy in their stands. They stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. It didn't matter what came in their lives, they did not waver. You look at Noah. God told Noah to build an ark. The Word of God says that by faith, Noah, what did Noah do? He did what God told him to do. Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And I mentioned to you earlier, and this just stood out to me as I was studying this earlier today. It just stood out, everything in this chapter that God told them to do was something that the world thought was crazy. You won't find a single example in Hebrews chapter 11 where the Word of God says that by faith these individuals did something, but what if you in your natural mind was watching what they were doing, you would conclude that person is crazy. You see a man that's out there building an ark, a huge ark, that took 100 years for him and his sons to build, and there had never been rain to come down from heaven, and you would have concluded, just like probably everybody else did, that man is crazy. You know why Noah did what he did? He did it because he believed God, and he believed in the Lord, and he had faith in God, and he trusted the Lord, and so he built the ark. And it resulted in him and his family being saved from the flood. God called on Abraham. The Word of God says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to lead his kindred and his family and his country, what did Abraham do? He went out, and where was he going? Where was he going? Now, we know where he was going, but did he know where he was going? Now, you're going to be Abraham's brother right here, Brother David. And you hear your brother Abraham say, I'm fixing to leave you, David, and I'm leaving all the rest of my family, and I'm leaving this inheritance that we have here, and I'm leaving this country, and I'm going out here where God is sending me. And your question is going to be what? Where are you going? And his response is, I'm not sure where I'm going. And your response and my response would be, you're crazy. You've lost your mind. But the only thing that Abraham knew was God was sending him out. And as God sent him out, it took a tremendous amount of faith for Abraham to believe God. But Abraham believed God, and he believed in the Lord with all of his heart, and he was established as he went out. Everybody else thought he was not established, but he was established as he went out because he went out knowing he was doing what God sent him to do. And as he went out, God blessed him. And then God gave him a promise that he and his wife Sarah were going to have a child. And Romans chapter 4 says that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but believed that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Was he established? Yes, he was established. He was established when he left his father's country. He was established when God gave him that promise. And then finally, Abraham and Sarah had that child. And then a few years later, God comes to Abraham again and says, "Now, Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac." Well, was Abraham looking crazy when he left his father's kindred? Did he look pretty crazy and sound crazy when he said, "Me and Sarah are going to have a child"? Would you think he was crazy? Yes. What did it take for him to believe that? Faith in God. And now God tells him, "Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, take him up into that mountain and offer him as a sacrifice there." And Abraham rose up early in the morning. If there was any day I would sleep late, it would have been that morning. I would have been afraid to get up. I would have been afraid to get out of bed. But Abraham was not afraid. Abraham was established. Abraham believed God. He had faith in God. And he rose up early in the morning, and he and his son Isaac went up on that mountain, and he carried the wood for him to be offered as a sacrifice up there. And Abraham, listen, brethren, Abraham did not believe God was going to stop him. The Word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 that Abraham believed that God was going to allow him to slay his son, and then God was going to raise him from the dead. That was a lot of faith. Another point there is, sometimes we think we've got God figured out, but you'll never figure God out. You can't figure what God's going to do. You cannot predict what God's going to do. His ways, the Bible says, his ways are past finding out. And yet God, after Abraham carried his son up there, God provided himself an offering up there. And so there was a ram, and then God told him to stop. And he stopped, and he slew the ram, and an offering was made. The point is that Abraham believed in the Lord. Abraham trusted in the Lord. Abraham had faith in God. He did not stagger. He was what? What happens to people that believe in the Lord from 2 Chronicles 20? They'll be established. Was Abraham established? He was established. Look at Moses. Look in Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 24. Moses was another great man of God who had great faith in God, trusted in the Lord, and believed the Lord. Moses was the second richest man on the face of the earth at this time and had everything to gain by staying right where he was. He was the son of Pharaoh's daughter, though she had taken him in. You know, all of you are familiar with all of that. But he was next to rule all of Egypt. And then God called Moses to leave all of that. You're going to be Moses' brother now, Brother David. And Moses comes to you and says, "David, I'm fixing to leave. Fixing to go out, and I'm going to leave these children of Israel that are our slaves. I'm going to lead them through the wilderness to a promised land over there." Give me your response. That's insane. That's crazy. I'm telling you, brethren, that this is something that we need to remember, is that if you want the approval of the world, then you cannot do what God tells you to do. If you want the world to be pleased with your life, you cannot do what God says. Because the world will always think you're crazy when you're doing what God tells you to do that requires you to walk by faith and live by faith. And so God called Moses to leave everything that he had there. And he went out. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He chose to suffer affliction rather than to enjoy pleasures. Give me a five-letter word that you would use to describe that. Crazy. Thank you, Brother David. We're on the same wavelength. Crazy, man. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Are you willing to do that tonight? Are you willing to suffer affliction with the people of God? Are you willing to do whatever God tells you to do? Are you willing to follow God's Word in every way? Do you believe in the Lord with all your heart? If you are, if you do, then you are what? You're established. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart, then you're established. If you have faith in God, you're going to be established. And when you read in the Word of God that there are things that God calls you to do that the world thinks that's crazy, you're going to do it anyway because God says to do it. Listen, brethren, the doctrine of election and predestination, what's the world think about those doctrines? Give me a five-letter word. What's the world think about the truth of election and predestination? Crazy. C-R-A-Z-Y. Crazy. You cannot believe everything God says without the world thinking you're crazy. You can't do... Does it take faith to believe what God's Word says? Do you understand everything about election and predestination? Do you understand all of that? I don't. I know this. God doesn't lie. And I know that God's ways are better than my ways. And I know that I'm glad that God is on His throne and He rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. Therefore, we can do what God says and we can believe what God says. If we believe in the Lord, we'll be established. Will be established. We won't be tossed to and fro. So Moses refused He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What's that? Five letters. Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Crazy. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. That's what? That's crazy. Rather than to enjoy he did not enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. What is that? That's crazy. It's all crazy. And then look at verse 26. Verse 26, Hebrews 11, 26 says, He is esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Would you be afraid of the king? Did he have a reason to be afraid of the king? Absolutely. If Pharaoh could have gotten a hold of him, he would have killed him. But Moses believed in the Lord. He had faith in God. He trusted in the Lord. I want to be more like Jesus. Did Jesus trust in the Lord, His Father? Did He trust in His Father? When He went to the cross of Calvary, was He trusting the Father every step of the way? All the way He trusted His Father. He said, Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit. He just had total trust in the Father. Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe. That's the kind of faith we need in our lives today. We don't need a faith that's small in faith. We don't need a weak faith. We don't need, was Peter a great man of God? Before the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Peter was a great man in a lot of ways, but Peter still was a man of little faith before the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He saw Jesus out walking on the water. He wanted to get out and walk on the water. Jesus said, come. And he got out and walked on the water, And then when he saw the waves boisterous, what did he do? He began to what? He began to sink. And what did Jesus say? O ye of little faith. Little faith. He got out there and the women mocked and said, you're one of his disciples. And he cursed and denied and said, I'm not one of his disciples. Would it have been crazy? Think now, like the people think. Would it have been crazy for him to say he was one of Jesus' disciples right then? As far as men think, would it have been crazy for Peter to stand up and say, I am a disciple of Jesus Christ? Would that have been crazy? Why would it have appeared to be crazy from men's standpoint? Because if he had admitted it, he would have been put to death. But listen, brethren, it would have been better for him to be put to death than to deny his Lord and Savior. You ever deny Christ? Are you ever a child of God with little faith? You ever feel like the man that Jesus talked to about how he needed to believe, and he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Brethren, I want to trust in God with all my heart. I want to trust in God with all my heart. And I don't think I do right now completely. And I want you to pray for me, and I want to pray for you, and I want us to pray for each other that we would grow spiritually, that our faith would become stronger and stronger, that we would really believe in the Lord with all of our hearts, that we would really have faith in God, that we would trust in the Lord with every fiber of our being. If we do that, we'll be established. If we do that, we will have no fear of men at all. No fear of men. And no fear of anything else that might come in our lives. If our faith is strong and we believe that God loves us, then we will have no fear to just walk out and do what God is leading us to do. Let me read you one other scripture in closing. Look at Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. Just a word of warning. Just a word of warning. In Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12, the Word of God says, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12, the Word of God says, take heed. That means look out, beware, take heed, brethren. Is he talking to the children of God here? Brethren, children of God. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Can we be guilty of unbelief? Yes. What had we better do? We had better take heed, or there'll be an evil heart of unbelief. You know why the children of Israel did not enter into the land of Canaan? It was because of unbelief. Do you know why many times we're not experiencing great fellowship with God and seeing the power of God in our lives today? It's because of unbelief. That's the opposite of what the exhortation has been tonight. The exhortation tonight has been, believe in the Lord with all thine heart, so shalt thou be established. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and have faith in God. May God help us to do that, is my prayer for Christ's sake.